Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the message for Sunday, the 22nd of November. And this message has been provided by Jean Taverner. And the reading is taken from the last book of the Old Testament, which is Malachi, chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, and chapters 4, 1 to 6. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honoured his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I give him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Jean says, as I was preparing this message, the news broke on television that scientists have prepared a vaccine, a quite powerful vaccine that after 8 months gives us hope. Keep praying and thank God for men and women who have this ability to seemingly do the impossible. Although we have to still be careful, what it gives the world is hope. Let us for a little while look at some words from the prophet Malachi. His Hebrew name Malachi means messenger. We all know, don't we, the job of a messenger. It's either a verbal or a written communication. The message that God had given Malachi would be the last message, the last communication from God for 400 years. His chosen people must have wondered why their God was silent as the centuries rolled by, especially as the last book ends with a curse. Fortunately, the last book in the New Testament ends with abundant grace. In a way, as we look at these writings, they fall into two parts: prophecies on people and church, and prophecies concerning the Messiah and the kingdom of God. I have a very old, large dictionary. And first of all, I looked up messenger, and I was delighted when the next word was Messiah, the promised saviour of the Jews, the Christ. This was the one the Jews had been waiting for. And we know when Jesus did come, he was rejected, and the wondrous invitation was given to every man, woman and child throughout the earth. Malachi, this small book with a big message of hope, at the end of chapter 3, we have that glorious message. Those who loved and feared the Lord in the midst of all that was happening to God's chosen people around 430 BC. And the great message was, God has not forgotten you. What had been going on? We have a need to be reminded of Almighty God's great love for us then as now. Even when we neglect and fall into disobedience, God still loves us. It's amazing that he would want to bestow blessings on those who are faithful in a seemingly unfaithful world. It really is important to realise the depth of love God has for such as us. What he does not like is careless living among those who say they belong to him. Well, it all started with the priests, the church of its day. They knew what God required of them, yet their sacrifices were unworthy. Their service was insincere. Malachi said they were lazy, arrogant, and had a casual attitude towards worship. God has standards. We cannot give him second best. We give from loving heart our very best, The priests were very sloppy, and they thought they could get away with it. The people also changed the rules of living to suit themselves. Sadly, they broke faith with their wives of many years, and as we might say today, they traded them in for younger models. The worst thing is they remarried women and went after foreign gods. It would seem God's chosen people are on a slippery slope. The writing is on the wall. Praise God. He's not going to leave it there. The faithful will be blessed. God will send two messengers, the first John the Baptist, the second messenger, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the one they have been waiting for. Matthew 11, verse 10, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. These are Christ's words. It would take centuries before that prophecy would be fulfilled. The faithful remnant would not see it, but Malachi would tell them they would not be forgotten. A fortnight ago was Remembrance Sunday, and in Jeff's message, Jean was reminded of Malta's fight against the enemy. This tiny island, what could they do on their own? But Malta is an island of faith, and despite overwhelming odds, they won through. She's visited the lovely island, and in the War Museum there's a Gloucester biplane, something that could only have been a museum piece. There had been three of them, we were told, and this would be the air defence of the island. And the three planes were named Faith, Hope and Charity. And like Jeff said, their stand against tremendous odds, they were awarded the George Cross. Remembrance. Malachi reminds each one of us, God Almighty too, has a book of remembrance. Chapter 3, verse 16. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honoured his name. I want my name to be written down in God's own remembrance book, don't you? Verse 17 is so wonderful. They will be mine, says the Lord, when I make up my treasured possession. God's people are called jewels. Jewels taken from the earth have been exposed to time and heat and pressure to change it into something valuable. It takes a long time, but we need to be willing to allow the Almighty to make us into such jewels. Ladies, has your necklace ever broken and the pearls or beads scattered everywhere? The hard part was finding the scattered jewels and restringing them. Jean could never restring, but they would be taken to a jeweller who could. So much has happened in all our lives. The good, the bad, the joy, the overwhelming sadness. Every human life, every human feeling. For all, we have Jesus. We give to the Lord our very best without stint and with gladness. He is our Saviour and Lord, and we love him. The world is having a tough time at the moment, and every single prayer is needed. These words from a hymn by Graham Kendrick sum it up. For the tears that flow in secret in the broken times, for the moments of elation or the troubled mind, for all the disappointment or the sting of old regrets, all my prayers and longings that seem unanswered yet. For this I have Jesus. God bless you, and may he keep you safe. Every blessing. Amen.